Hello and welcome to the Orwell Astronomical Society podcast for November 2019. Two special events to talk about this month. Firstly, a transit of Mercury will be visible between 12:35 p.m. and sunset on Monday, November the 11th. The silhouette of Mercury may be seen as a very small black dot crossing the Sun's surface. Of course, you should never look at the Sun directly, especially through unfiltered binoculars or telescopes. But if you use a telescope, or half a binocular, to project the image onto some white card, you will be able to see this event quite nicely, but do be careful. And the next transit of Mercury is not until November 2032, so a bit of a wait for the next one. Secondly, there is a lunar occultation of Jupiter at 10:20 a.m. and thereafter on the 28th of November. Jupiter will be seen to emerge from behind a very thin crescent moon. Should be a nice sight if it isn't cloudy. And now on to the planets. Venus is perhaps the best of the bunch to view this month. An obvious sight in the evening, just after sunset, best at the end of the month in the southwest. And Jupiter passes very close by Venus in the sky, around the end of the month also. And Saturn is also not far away, a bit further to the south-southwest from the two bright planets. Mars and Mercury are morning objects, best seen before sunrise, visible in the southeast, best seen towards the end of the month. Now the Moon this month is full on the 12th and new on the 26th. The Moon is also fun to observe with binoculars or a small telescope. Don't, however, fall into the trap of looking at it while the Moon is full. While not dangerous, it is very bright and may cause some discomfort for a short while. It is much better to look at the Moon from when it is a crescent up to about half-moon phase. And this way, the light from the Sun is arriving from the side, and so craters and mountains have greater shadow relief and hence show up better. So the best time to view the Moon this month is around the end of the month, around the new Moon. Meteor showers this month include the Taurids, around the 5th of the month, with a zenithal hourly rate of 10, but it is an extended maximum, and so although not very many, they are fairly spread out. And the Leonid meteor shower occurs from the 16th to the 23rd of November, and expect around 15 per hour from these. Right, now we will look at the sky and try to find some interesting things to look at. Take this podcast with you and find a nice viewing location with a good view of the sky, with little or no light pollution, especially from sodium lights. And I'm assuming now that it's 8 p.m. at the start of the month. Look north and you can see the Plough or the Big Dipper or the Saucepan. This is a well-known group of seven stars in the shape of a ladle or saucepan. At this time of the year, it is based downwards or the right way up. Find the two stars on the right-hand end, the two stars away from the handle of the saucepan, and now trace the line upwards from these two stars. And the next star you'll see is Polaris, the pole star. Now look at the three stars forming the handle. Look closely at the middle of these three stars. How many can you see? You should be able to see two stars very close together. And these two stars used to be used as an eyesight test for the military. Now look towards the east, which is your right. You should see a fuzzy group of stars called the Pleiades. This looks really good in binoculars. It's a group of really young, really hot stars, only a few million years old. And you can still see some of the gas or nebulosity that they formed out of, left swirling around them. Now look up and you will see a W, or an M, whichever way you look at it, made out of five stars. This is Cassiopeia. Now look carefully for a long arc going through the length of Cassiopeia. Can you see what looks like a long, thin cloud? This is the Milky Way. And you are now looking towards the centre of our galaxy. You will need to be in a very dark site to be able to see this clearly. Finally, on to Leo. For this you will need to get up early in the morning. Worth doing so to see the planets I mentioned earlier. First find Orion in the southwest, and now look due south and then look up about two-thirds of the way from the horizon to overhead. And you should see a backwards question mark. This is the Lion's Head. Now find the bottom bright star of this question mark. This is Regulus, the brightest star in Leo. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazine, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is the planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. So, after 9 years of these podcasts, I've decided that the next issue, December 2019, will be my last. I hope that you have enjoyed them. So listen out next time for the final edition of this podcast with December's highlights. Bye for now.